Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hola, welcome to the show. We're broadcasting live from Texas and Chicago, Illinois. You talking Zigzag? I can't hear you, man.
Go. Oops, sorry about that. A little technical difficulties here in Colorado Springs.
So are you back at the homestead? I thought you were going to be stuck in a hotel.
No, I'm back at the homestead. I came back today. My dad will be getting out of the hospital on Saturday. But it seems like the worst is pretty much over there, so I came back just to do the show.
Awesome. I did. Man, that's some dedication to take your guitar and the strobe light and the curtain all the way to the hospital in Chicago. I can't wait to see if that works.
It's going to work.
For those many listeners listening, Zigzag is, well, he's doing something that's totally legal in Colorado through a doctor's mask.
It worked. It did, but it was not very pleasant.
I'm sure it's not.
This is how the doctors do it.
Those things are made out of fiberglass. That's how they do it in surgery.
Right. While using bodies as ashtrays.
Yes, exactly. Any open orifice.
The healing powers of marijuana.
They cauterize the incisions shut with a joint.
They do, or a bong, or a crack pipe. Depends on your surgeon.
Yeah, whatever they have handy. Depends on the neighborhood of the hospital.
Well, thanks for joining us, folks. Zigzag a little under the weather here, but the show must go on. We're out here to break a few ribs. Please give us a call. Take some of the pressure off me. I know Rufus can handle a whole show by himself, but please call in 646-478-0616. I'm probably not going to be making a lot of sense. Not that I ever really do, but tonight might be a little worse than usual. But please call in or check us out at www.hypersloth.me. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, please jump in on the show. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and tweet and Facebook this shit just to see if we get some people in here. Give me 2 seconds.
1, 2. You can hear him typing, so you know it's legit.
That's right.
Have me a little cocktail here, a little gin and tonic.
Really now, gin and tonic. Shake
it. Actually, it's vodka and Sprite.
Shaken, not
I was true. Out of gin and out of tonic.
Well, that's not what you got. What the fuck is that? Where can you even buy tonic? I can find Sprite a lot easier than I find tonic. What is tonic?
So, first of all, my personal opinion is if you drink gin, you have a serious drinking problem because it shit tastes like fucking garbage.
I've never had gin. I've always assumed it was sort of bottom of the barrel, this is all I can get, but it's going to work kind of thing.
It tastes like a Christmas tree smells almost.
Oh, God.
You just got to be a serious alcoholic to drink gin. So if you're an alcoholic and you're drinking gin right now, please call in 646-478-0616 if you are not seeing double.
Speaking of Christmas, that's actually kind of what I...
63 days.
Is it really? Did you know that?
I
always thought the same thing about people that drink eggnog is you've got to be a serious alcoholic because that stuff tastes like shit and just instantly makes my stomach hurt.
Well, it's an interesting story about how eggnog was created. It was actually created by alcoholics who wanted to drink around their family during Christmas without being caught.
I'm just having a big glass of yellow milk.
Right. Here, curdled milk, please. I'll have the curdled milk, please.
That's right. It's, what's that old milk that people used to make shit with?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk, yeah. I'm just having a big glass of butter, a pint of buttermilk.
You know, that's, from that, hence my love of eggnog comes from my alcoholism, because it's like a great reason to say, sure, I'll have some eggnog to make you people fucking sufferable.
I'm sure alcoholics are a great boon to the eggnog industry.
Yeah, I would say, now that they're selling eggnog year-round, that should tell you something.
It's just so thick and gummy, dude. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, there's nothing good about eggnog except that it can get you drunk.
Yeah, if maybe I should take like a pair of pantyhose and a cup and sift the booze out of the eggnog and just throw the nog out.
For true alcoholics like yourself, Rufus, they actually have eggnog now it's like, I know you're not going to believe me, but this is true. Eggnog without the egg or the nog. It's just eggnog-flavored booze.
Don't they call that Everclear?
Yes. They call that anything you can get your hands on, you alcoholic son of a bitch.
Great. I've got a whole cabinet full of that.
That's why I don't keep vanilla in my house. It goes down awful smooth. Nothing like a nice glass of vanilla on the rocks.
That's true. My God.
And with a mouthwash chaser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nothing like Scope. I love a pint of Scope after a hard day of work.
I was, I don't know if you ever seen that show Intervention that's on A&E.
God, I love that show.
Did you ever see the lady who was drinking the fucking, like, it's not even a fifth. What do they call, like, a half gallon? Is that what they call those big jugs of booze?
Yeah.
You know you got a problem when you're buying a fucking jug of booze with a handle on it for yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Or you probably don't know you have a problem.
No. Yes, you do.
Everybody else knows you have a problem.
Right. That's bullshit. You do. That's why denial is like one of the things. You really aren't in denial. You just think everybody else isn't noticing.
Well, just like alcoholism keeps the eggnog industry alive, I think denial keeps the alcohol industry alive.
If you ever think people don't notice, they do.
Mm.
They're noticing.
That's true. I actually think that about everything I do, unfortunately.
And it's true. They're noticing.
They are. When I pick my nose in public, I'm like, are people looking? Of course they are.
Oh, yeah. Someone fucking ripped a huge fart in the elevator when I was in Chicago at the hospital. It was fucking disgusting.
Wait, it was a hospital. Are you sure they didn't have some kind of problem?
No, I'm positive. It was just like some random. There was four people in the elevator, and I could almost fucking tell you the pompous asshole who did it.
I'm sure it was quite a pumped-up asshole.
He was some fucking twat with an ironic beard and a fucking cap on. And you know what? How the fuck? You know what? If you're a cockass with an ironic beard and wearing a fucking winter hat that barely stays on the back of your fucking head, call us in and tell us what your fucking problem is. 464780616.
Tell us what your problem is, or email us at the website.
We know you have issues. We just are trying to figure out exactly what they are.
Probably.
And I also would want to know, how do you keep your fucking hat on? How do you put a fucking stocking cap literally just on the back of your fucking head, like half drooping down but staying on? This hat was fucking defying gravity.
I've seen people with baseball caps do that.
Probably bobby pins.
I'm thinking it's got to be bobby pins. But jeez, what an effort.
Something really gay, obviously.
Totally gay.
Now, in the pre-show, Rufus, you had said that you've got a few stories for us from around the web. We'd love to hear them.
Sure. We call this Sigma Headline News. If you want to jump in and give us your headline news, give us a call at 646-478-0616.
And don't
live from the Internet.
Oop, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Yes, you did. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did.
I'm going to kick it off. Or did you have to say something that's important?
No,
oh,
I
of course not.
Our headline news not to be confused with CNN headline news.
Oh, no, it's far more credible.
This is
live from the Internet. It's Headline News with Zigzag and Rufus.
All right, let's see what I got. Like I said, we talked on the phone before the show, and I've actually got the story to tell about what happened immediately after we hung up.
Is this a rant or is this the news?
So that was a sidebar. I'll just tell you that story later. Let me see. Okay, so I'm using Evernote. That's the headline. I'm using Evernote for the first time, so let me make sure I can sort and find everything. I got everything tagged, and I have a tag called Headline News. There we go.
Well, you really just went the show is being sponsored by Evernote this week, folks.
It is.
So you know.
It is being sponsored. Unfortunately, they're a free software program, so we're making no money off of it.
And the sad part is neither are they.
That's right.
But somehow they are. How does that work, Rufus? Can you ever explain the economies of scale?
I don't even know what economies of scale mean.
Neither do I, but
honestly.
It sounded impressive, did it not?
So, okay, here we go. Now, I haven't really vetted all this information, but I'll just feed you the headlines. There's a website that claims that John Lennon, who was murdered, assassinated, was murdered by Stephen King.
I always thought he committed suicide.
It's called LennonMurderTruth.com, and their claim is that Stephen King, and of course there's a whole web of like pinpoints of how you get to this, that Stephen King murdered John Lennon.
Now, at what point does Kevin Bacon get involved?
At point seven. He's 7 degrees away
from
the murder,
of
John Lennon.
Makes sense.
That's right. That's right. Stephen King had 6 bullets. It took a 7th bullet.
The bacon bullet.
The bacon bullet. I'm going to jot that down. Bacon bullet. That's,
I like the way you nicked your pencil there. Very impressive. I thought you were Mr. Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
Is that right? Well, hang on. I got to whittle it with my pocket knife first.
Are you going to get a little deeper on this headline for us?
Nope. I haven't read it. I just know that that's the conspiracy.
I've got a headline here.
Oh, let's have it.
Woman stabs husband for worshipping NASCAR, crashes car into church.
What?
Yes. Wow. Now, I haven't read this story either, but I'm willing. Yeah, she looks insane. Let's see. A woman who claimed she had the devil inside of her drove her car through the doors of a church, then stabbed her husband in the chest when he showed up to check on her. She said God told her to do it. God, that's like the ultimate excuse for anything. And the people are like, you're just crazy.
Yeah.
The devil's inside your brain, and you don't even know what you're doing. I mean, what an easy defense that, you know, it's not like I heard voices or whatever. It's like basically the devil told me to do it.
Yeah, that's insane. And she might even get a lighter sentence. And that's happened before with, I don't want to get all serious, but, like, people are, like, not taking their kids to the fucking hospital and shit or getting them vaccinations because they're like, well, you know, it's sinful.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I'm not sure, I don't want to get serious either, but where the fuck does that even come from? My personal opinion is I want my son or daughter to be as healthy as they can be, and if
right.
it's as easy as getting a shot, they're going to have it because, okay, I mean, that's called technology.
Exactly.
Modern medicine. Embrace it.
All right, so here's one. I watched a really good movie, surprisingly good. I won't say really good. I'll say surprisingly good movie a couple of weeks ago called Dredd, which is based on the comic book character Judge Dredd, that I know nothing about or really gave no two shits about.
Wasn't that a movie? Didn't they make that movie with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, they made a movie in 1995 called Judge Dredd with Stallone that completely sucked. Even the people that are fans of it were like, this is just fucking retarded.
Yes, that was ridiculous. I saw that movie.
But they made a new one that came out last year just called Dredd. And I stumbled across it on Amazon streaming, and the reviews were pretty good. And I started reading it, and they were like, this is surprisingly fucking good. It's fun. It's like the old RoboCop movies, you know. There's a sense of humor. It's just nothing but blood and guts and violence. And it's true to the comic if you give a shit about that. Anyway, I watched it. It was really good. It was awesome. But the drug in there was called Slow-Mo. And it was a drug that you take, right? It was the narcotic, the big criminal thing. And it slows down your fucking brain so that, like, seconds take hours, right?
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. So they would kill people by, like, giving them Slow-Mo and pushing them off the top of a fucking building, right? So they had hours to comprehend their fucking death or whatever. And then I find this news story called, Could We Condemn Criminals to Suffer for Hundreds of Years? Biotechnology could let us extend convicts' lives indefinitely.
Yeah, let's do that.
They said that, according to this technology or this pill or whatever the fuck it is, that you can live 1,000 years in your mind in an 8-hour day. So they'd give a prisoner this pill, and when he came off the pill 8 hours later, he would feel like he had been in oblivion and limbo for 1,000 fucking years.
But is he suffering?
That's what I don't get, because it seems like the memories of, like, shit that happens would I mean, how do you?
And if you could trip out like that, wouldn't you rather, if you're in jail, why not go on some fucking psychological trip or something? Would you? I'd rather do just about anything than probably sit in a fucking cell.
Right. Well, no, this would be, instead of sitting in a cell, they would basically give you this pill,
right,
tie you to a bed for 8 hours, and when you woke up, you'd think you just lost 1,000 years of your life somehow.
And then they let you go?
Yeah, I guess. You're, quote-unquote, rehabilitated, I suppose.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever even fucking heard in my life.
I don't even get how it works, because what does it feel like?
Where exactly is the punishment?
That's what I'm getting. I don't understand. That's what I'm not getting. I don't get, like, it seems like the passage of time only feels like the passage of time because there are specific things that happen.
Right.
What does 1,000 years feel like if you can't, like, think of specific
things? You don't know
things?
What 1,000 years is not. It's not even a really measure of time then.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was weird.
Are they, like, having nightmares this whole time or hallucinations, or are they just, like, sleeping?
I'm not sure.
I feel like I slept for 1,000 years.
Yeah, I feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
And now I get to go free.
That's right. Next time I'm feeling kind of beat down, I'm going to go murder somebody.
That's what's crazy about that defense, too. I mean, so say someone's crazy and they kill, like, a bunch of people, and then we just, like, let them live because they're crazy. I mean, shouldn't people like that just be eradicated?
You mean crazy people?
Well, I mean, crazy people that hurt people.
I think most people that claim to be crazy that hurt people aren't fucking crazy at all.
Right. I definitely think that. And I don't want to get political. This show is not about politics or anything like that. But I definitely think that guy in that Colorado movie theater shootings, that's a fucking act if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I agree completely. Of course, I'm sure you've heard all the conspiracy theories around that.
I think Kevin Bacon was there. Was Kevin Bacon there?
They had a three-way with Stephen King.
And Kevin Bacon and Stephen King were waiting outside?
Yes. And they were using the corpse of John Lennon like a puppet.
Actually, this is what I read, was that Stephen King and Kevin Bacon propped open the door.
I think it was actually a Kevin Bacon movie, wasn't it?
I think it was. I think it was that movie that Kevin Bacon and Stephen King did together about John Lennon.
Oh, yeah. It was Footloose 64.
I think it was called The Lincoln Conspiracy. So, yeah, that's just, I mean, I don't know how that, like I said, this show is not about politics. This show is about having fun.
Right. But speaking
of
politics.
Call in. Help us have some fun. 646-478-0616.
Anyway, that's really all the headlines I have. They're not
okay,
even the headlines.
Here's one that I found. It says, Philadelphia searching for Swiss cheese masturbator.
What the hell does that mean?
Then they have a picture of a man holding a piece of Swiss cheese over his dick. He's driving around the Mayfair area of Philadelphia asking women to use the slice of cheese while jerking him off.
Okay. Is he
successful? And then goes on to say he exposed himself while masturbating, and said the devil made him do it.
There's the devil again. Boy, we got to get rid of that devil, man.
He actually did not say that. He did not say that. He said, hey, what'd you do with my hot dog?
Would you like some cheese with that?
Swiss.
Hot dog in Swiss.
I actually, when I read the line, I thought maybe he was sticking his weenus inside of the Swiss cheese holes.
Well, that's what I thought. What is he doing then?
Wrapping a piece, so it's like the quote-unquote white American that we used to use at Delaware. It's just like that kind. It's not. It's like it's white American. I don't know why they're calling it Swiss. It looks to me like it's white American.
Yeah, that was part of the white American group in prison.
Yes, he actually has a tattoo of Kraft on his upper
thigh. Right. Kraft, white American.
It says one cup real milk. And
actually, it was eggnog.
Eggnog. Don't mind that. That's just the eggnog.
No, that's right.
Just eggnog.
The eggnog made me do it. The devil gave me eggnog.
He stuck his weenus in a bottle of eggnog.
That's freaking creamy.
So this is what he goes on to say. This is his excuse. This is his fetish.
Yeah.
I started to compare girls to cheese due to their milky complexions. Girls are soft, smooth feeling, and tend to like dairy products more. I don't know where he ever got that.
And are full of holes.
That and typical advertising, always using a girl to advertise dairy products. Where the fuck, this is Philadelphia, where is this girl in all these dairy? I mean, I think he probably has a cow fetish. So cheese is what I started to use as a replacement for having sex with girls.
Dude, that's so fucking weird and sad.
Come on, folks, the cheese industry is about to fucking go bananas.
That's right, from people sticking their banana in cheese.
Right. Don't watch out for hot dog and cheese sales. Skyrocket.
Oh, my God. That is a whole new market for the cheese industry.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he's probably going to get off as well on the insanity defense. Pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. What do you think would happen in the world, Rufus, if all of a sudden this flight, well, we said this before, that flight 370 just showed up.
I guess
just was like, oh my God, we were taken away by aliens and then dropped back into the upper atmosphere.
I don't know. I think if that happened, I'm going to get serious a second. Let me lick my pencil again. That if that happened, the powers that be would know about it before us, and we would never hear about it.
Yeah, those people, you know what? Maybe that did happen, and I'm not even a big conspiracy theory guy, and they already covered it up.
It is strange. I mean, I have no – what's interesting? What's really
interesting? Dude, let's do a social experiment, Rufus, where we just print up that fucking headline and make it look official and release it on our fucking website and see what happens.
It would get picked up by somebody, I'm sure.
Right. And then what do you think would happen? They'd probably come kicking our fucking doors in and shit. What do you know?
We should put out a press release. That's what we should do.
And you know what? It doesn't matter. Because all the people that are on TV and stuff now reporting this stuff, they're just theories. Because no one really knows what happens. Our theory would be just as legit as anybody else's.
Right. And what are the theories? Okay, so it turned around and I've heard one theory that it landed somewhere, but they don't know where.
See, I don't even... I couldn't really find out if that was actually a theory or not.
Well, everything's, I mean...
Right.
What do they know? They don't know anything.
That's I had heard it turned into a submarine.
Well, I'm sure it did at some point.
I'm sure... I think Al-Qaeda took it and turned it into a submarine.
They turned it into a training base for bombing other towers around the world.
They turned it into a jet-setting prostitution house.
Full of cheese.
Full of Swiss cheese.
And eggnog.
They're going to bomb America with Swiss cheese, so every red-blooded American man is caught with his pants down for at least 30 seconds at the same time.
Distracted with his dick and some Swiss cheese. And then they sweep
them. All right, as long as we're being honest on this show,
uh-oh.
Who hasn't fucked a piece of Swiss cheese?
I've had one in me.
Oh, yeah, it's a little different. Yes. Yeah. Getting fucked with one and fucking one are two different things, Rufus.
When it comes to cheese products, I prefer to be a bottom.
You're a bottom. Hetero bottom.
That's right. I get one of those big logs of provolone like we had at the sub shop. Just cram it up in there.
The good thing about that provolone was you're actually fortunate because that was not even like the biggest round thing of provolone that they sell. They have those like big provolone balls. Have you ever seen those? That's how provolone really comes. And they're like,
oh, I know how problem comes.
Whoa, good one. Side of Rufus.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, you sent it in that direction already.
Well, that's true. But I was kidding. You're just being mean.
So, Rufus, were you around for the big heard they had a riot.
Riot?
Down there at South by Southwest.
I have been so far removed from South by Southwest this year that I'm thrilled. I fucking hate South by Southwest.
Did you get a chance to read that story, though?
I heard that, I didn't read anything about a riot, but I heard that some guy got drunk and gunned it through a crowd and murdered people with a car.
That's horrible. That's actually horrible.
Yeah, what's a riot? Not.
Oh, yeah, there was a riot, like, I guess, Tyler, the Creator, or some musician you've never heard of, or that should have, I don't know.
100% of the musicians in South by Southwest, you mean?
Well, he's like an an act, I guess. You know, they've been around for a year or so they're established.
Right.
But he incited a riot there, told the people outside of the gate to storm the gates and come in. And the really harrowing part I thought about was in the story it said that a bartender had to protect a woman from being trampled.
Really?
Yes.
Now, do you think the bartender really did, or that he sort of played it up thinking that he might get laid later?
I'm thinking that basically two people rushed the gate, and the bartender and the lady were standing in the way, and they both turned around. Pretty sure there was no heroics involved.
That sounds dramatic. I'm riveted on the edge of my
seat.
Yeah,
you should be. You should see the footage.
So that's what stands as a riot in Austin, Texas.
I was a little more upset that they later on in the story it said that they also spilled someone's drink.
Oh, no.
That was ridiculous.
That's criminal.
But then offered to get them another one.
Oh, well, okay.
No, still it's criminal.
Well, yeah, it is criminal, but it's restitution. And then after that, they served 1,000 years and 8 hours.
So, yeah, people just practice safe Swiss cheese sex. That's what we want you to remember.
Luckily, Swiss cheese is full of holes. Actually, maybe that's not lucky. That's the problem. You can't get Swiss cheese.
Oh, now I
know where
Baby Swiss comes from. Yes, I did, people.
Correct.
I did it.
You did. You should work on 4 hours of sleep more often.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Baby Swiss, really?
What? You know what? You think someone's got that in the comment section? Someone probably. I can't be the only one that came up with that. I am not that clever.
Well, you are that clever. It's just lots of other people are, too.
Fortunately for us, and that's why if you're listening right now, give us a call at 646-478-0616 and prove to us how clever you are.
So I came across something I thought would be funny. Maybe it's not funny. I don't know. It's 24 people that have names that are kind of stupid, and they should probably change them. These are real people with real names. It's like images taking from screenshots of news shows and stuff. So I thought I would just read the names out, and we could just react or let people call in with their fucked up names. So I'm just going to do that. I got 24.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Dick Trickle.
He's a race car driver.
He is a race car driver. You are correct.
Well, he's a truck, race truck driver.
Is he? Why do you know this?
Yes,
a race
is.
Truck
I,
driver?
Because of his name. Who would never, ever try to find out who the fuck Dick Trickle was? I know him from, like, the 1970s when I was a kid.
Okay.
Am I right? Let me Google Dick Trickle, because I know it. I'm almost positive he was a race truck driver.
Well, the picture of him is pretty tight, but it shows him with a racing helmet on. He's obviously in some sort of racing vehicle.
Yes, you would think Dick Trickle would have changed his name, or you would think also that his parents wouldn't be so fucking cruel in the first place.
That's what, when I read through these, I think one of two things. One, their parents are just cruel, just ridiculously evil. Okay, I think three things. They're ridiculously evil. They're just completely fucking stupid and oblivious. Or, well, no, I guess there's only two things. You find him? Does he race trucks?
Oh, yeah, you're not. Wait till you hear how this ends up.
Oh, Jesus. Let's hear it.
Death of Dick Trickle.
That's a great
Guess
movie
what
title.
Dick Trickle did. Guess how Dick Trickle died.
Guess how he died. Okay. Can I? Okay. So he was.
Oh, it's going to be so obvious. What would you say about someone whose name was Dick Trickle?
I would never guess he would race trucks.
Would you ever think he would kill himself?
Ooh, wow. Was he bullied into killing himself because of his name?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But
he did it. He definitely did it.
Wow. How did he do it?
Let's see. Sometime after 10:30 on a Thursday morning in May, after he'd had his cup of coffee, Dick Trickle snuck out of the house. His wife didn't see him go. He eased his 20-year-old Ford pickup out of the road and headed towards Border City, North Carolina, 10 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
He drove down Highway 150. This is awful wordy. A two-lane road that cuts through farm fields with stands of trees on Humboldt County homes that dot the Piedmont west of Charlotte. Man, this guy is riding like a serious thing here.
No shit.
Just outside the reach of its suburban sprawl, Trickle pulled into a graveyard across the street from a Citgo station He drove her on the back. It was sunny. The wind blew gently from the west. Just after noon,
what?
He dialed 911.
This doesn't sound objective.
Wow. Dispatcher adds, he's talking on the phone to a dispatcher. The dispatcher asked for his address, and Dick Trickle replied, the Forest Lawn Cemetery on 150. He Ooh. Said, his voice calm. The dispatcher asked for his name. He didn't give it. On the back side of it, on the back by a 93, going to be a dead body, he said. Okay, the woman said, deadpan, suicide, he said, suicide. Are you there? And that's basically it.
All right, I'm about to blow your fucking mind.
Is that what Dick Trickle did?
That sounds exactly like something Stephen King would write. I think Stephen King had something to do with Dick Trickle's death.
This is ridiculous. What? Is fucking Stephen King the ultimate puppet master? Did you not tell me that Stephen King wrote a thing where an airplane disappeared?
Oh, my God, that's right. He did. He wrote The Langoliers, where an airplane
Holy
disappears.
Shit.
Wow. Or it's
Dateline. Dateline, Austin, Texas. It appears that Stephen King pulled every string in the fucking universe.
Holy shit. Wow. Man, that's crazy. How in the world is Stephen King playing to so much stuff?
Now, the good thing is that we're Stephen King fans. So, Stephen, if you're out there,
please don't kill us.
Just give us a call, 646-478-0616. Or if you'd rather email us, Stephen, www.hyperslam. Let us know what's in store. Let us know what's in store for us.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Maybe I don't want to know what's in store for us.
The question is, honestly, Rufus, would you want to know?
We want to know what? Like, what's in store for me?
Yeah, period. Just period.
Are you talking about life and death?
Not what's
like,
in store
whatever.
For you financially, or not what's in store for you. I mean, like, just whatever. Every fucking instant. Every high, every low, every hangover.
Okay, wait.
Every stupid thing said, every regret. I don't think I'd want to know anything.
If I'm powerless to change it, then of course not.
Right.
If it's like a heads up, like, well, you're going to fucking make a fool out of yourself.
Well, that's the deal. You can't change it. You can't change it.
Well, no, then I would not want to know at all.
But, I mean, also, would you really, I mean, what if you're like, because I like to think that I'm optimistic.
Oh, me too.
And that, like, fun things, good things are going to happen, even more good things.
Sure.
But if I knew, like, tomorrow that basically nothing was going to change and there was no good things to come,
uh-huh.
I'd be like, fuck it. I might pull a Dick Trickle.
Really, you might pull. This is 4 hours of sleep talking.
What a morbid thing for poor Dick Trickle, though. Really, I did not. You know, I was making fun of Dick Trickle because I knew who he was just because of his name when I was younger. You know, I mean, we used to joke about his name. I'm from a small town. We knew who Dick Trickle. He'd heard of Dick Trickle.
Well, he contributed to the fate of Dick Trickle.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I feel so bad. So give me another name. How about a good, funny name? How about that? Why are you getting these dark names, Rufus? You knew this was going to be headed in some dark.
That was the first one. Let me find. I'm not going to do all four or all 24 because somebody.
Now, do you think Kevin Bacon should change his name?
Absolutely not. What? No.
I thought maybe eggs and bacon or something like that.
Eggnog and bacon.
Eggnogs and bacon.
Right, here we go. This is a still from some local news interview show, and the guy they're interviewing, his name is Dr. Wet Farts. WHETFAARTZ, Wet Farts.
Yeah. And wet, obviously, is probably short for something. Wouldn't you think?
Wetman? Well, Wetman Farts, I'm not sure that's...
Well, I don't know. I mean, people have such weird names.
All right, goddamn, I'm going through these. They're not as funny as I recall. Here's a black guy. His name is Cash Register.
Okay.
Here's a still from some local news show. Sex offender arrested. His name is Mr. Love.
Jesus. Cash Register.
Here's another still.
Please spell cash register for me.
The register is spelled like you think. Cash is...
Really? Are you serious?
At least on the news show. Maybe they got it wrong.
I almost want to look in the phone book right now and see if there is one quote-unquote register in someone's last name.
You have to assume or hope that, like, during the interview he said his name and they just kind of figured out how to spell it and got it wrong, right?
I would hope so.
But Cash is...
Since you said he was black, I have to assume there's at least one Y in there.
There's no Y, but Cash is spelled with a K.
Oh, please. That's his street name. That is a fucking guy's street name. That is probably a guy who his real name was probably like Benny Washington, and he changed it to Cash Register.
Benny Washington. I think when you're born in a black hospital, they have a slot on the form for a street name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's your baby's street name?
Right. You know what? This is horrible, but did you ever watch The First 48?
I watched it today, my friend.
Did you now? I love it when they, like, have a guy's fucking mugshot up
mm-hmm.
and are like, Joe Schmo, but let's say Cash Register, has no prior convictions.
Right.
But they have, like, 18 mugshots of him.
That's a good fucking point.
I'm like, what did he say? He has no prior convictions, but you guys have a trail on this guy from, like, 1987 through 2014.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's picked up, like, 50 times, and they never, like, make it stick.
And, of course, all the detectives are white. Maybe there's something
right.
there, but maybe
but
we can
investigate
something.
You know what's funny? Like, 50% of them are Italian.
Well, it's part of the mob.
That tells you, yeah, exactly. That tells you that you got to know somebody to work on the police force that high up.
Okay. I got a few more. Okay, here's another steal from some local news show. They're interviewing this guy. He's a minister. His name is Tokyo Sex Whale.
Tokyo Sex Whale.
Yes. Okay. This one's even better. This is a steal from the History Channel. They're interviewing this old man, 5th Army Reserve, World War II. His name is Captain Hyman Shocker.
That's funny. That was my nickname in college.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Actually, they called me Pounder.
Hyman Pounder?
Oh, wait, no, it was the Driller. Sorry, it was the Driller.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Destiny Hooker. Okay. Okay, this is a still from a new show. It's a foreign language channel, so there's no telling how you say this guy's name, but it looks like General Arse Biscuits.
Yeah, I had a couple Arse Biscuits for breakfast this morning. With tea.
Is that right? I left a few Arse Biscuits after I ate breakfast.
Did you? Did you have eggs and bacon?
I did, with Stephen King, as a matter of fact.
And I would really, I almost hate to say I would be interested to find out what the link was there, supposedly, between
Stephen King and
Lennon's murder.
I did bookmark the website, and it was so late when I found it last night. I was like, oh, geez, I can't get into this. Because you know it's like a 48-hour investment for a conspiracy theory on that level. And the website looks pretty intense.
Now, yeah, so... I mean, my question is to you, that guy who shot Lennon was pretty nuts about something. Now, was he crazy about some book that Stephen King wrote or something?
I don't know. I don't remember what his name was. What was his name?
He's still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he was released recently.
Let's see.
Mark David Chapman?
Yep, that's him.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? You got Wikipedia?
I do.
Wikipedia plug.
Born in Fort Worth, Texas. Yeah, he's 58 years old. He's still alive.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's only 58?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he did. Shot him, what, 1981?
It says here somewhere. I don't know where.
Pretty sure it's 1981.
Yes.
So does it say anything about why he did it? He was, like, reading The Night Shift.
Man, that's a good book. I do like me some Stephen King.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Wikipedia page is so fucking dense. I don't think I can pick that
up. Anyway, that's my theory.
Luscious Pussy, there's a guy's name. There's a guy's name is Bud Light.
Really? I thought that was your name.
Oh, yeah. I should. I'm thinking about suing Bud Light.
You should. You should think about getting a sponsorship.
A girl's name is a Charity Beaver.
Please do this. Please take 12-pack things and wallpaper the inside of your studio for a backdrop.
You think I should?
Why not? It's a fucking studio.
That's, actually, I'm working on something to I bought like $70 worth of acoustic foam.
Yeah, I know. You showed them to me that one day.
That's right. No, I went yesterday. I went to Home Depot and I got. I can't put them on the walls here because we rent the place. So I bought 2 6x3 plywood boards, right? And I'm going to hinge them together so they open and close.
And wow, portable studio walls.
Exactly, portable studio walls. Yeah, so this will be behind me.
So now, can you put? Oh, see, but you won't be able to pin Bud Light to them.
They're foam. I can.
You know what? Let's get you a Spuds McKenzie flag.
A Spuds McKenzie flag.
Right, to match that tattoo that you got.
Oh, my Spuds tattoo.
Right, your Spuds tattoo.
I'm a right.
Yeah, I'm a Spuds fan. And what a great marketing campaign that was.
There was a lot of great marketing campaigns back in the 80s.
Back before they outlawed fun?
Yeah. I mean, really huge ones that now are... They just seem so fucking distant and dusty, you know?
Well, now they'd be like, that's targeting children. Well, yeah, that's the point of fucking advertising.
Exactly. You know, you're kind of grooming your future market.
But I love, you know, it's funny because, you know how they're always giving away, like, shit with kids' meals and whatnot?
Yeah.
And they're always like, well, that's what's making kids fat, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I'm just like, yeah, it is. I mean, everybody fucking knows that.
Excellent commentary on that.
Thank you.
Oh, jeez.
But it is. I mean, it really is. I mean, everybody knows that.
Did you see that I bought a new guitar amp?
I did not.
This can only bode well for the sloth, my friend. I stopped into a pawn shop to buy a power drill for this thing, this acoustic thing that I'm building. And they didn't have a drill. Well, they had several drills, but I wasn't going to pay what I wanted. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to go look at the musical instruments or whatever. And they had an amp, a Yamaha guitar amp for $15.
Really?
Yeah, and I brought it up and I slammed it on the counter, and I'm like, this is broken, right? I mean, it's 15 fucking bucks. And he said, no, it's not broken. You want to test it out? So I plugged it in and got a guitar. And it was, the knobs are kind of dusty. They crackle when you turn them.
That's just for not being used for a while, though.
Right. So I walked out of there with a $15 guitar amp.
How many watts?
Oh, it's one. I mean, it's small, dude. It's like,
probably 10
it's
watts.
It's like that big. Yeah, it's probably 10 watts, I guess. But it's all I need in here.
What lick did you rip off inside the store?
The guitar was out of tune. I didn't want to fucking tune it.
What did you try to play? Did you have a go-to?
No, I didn't.
Did you do your fanciest looking one so the dudes could be like, wow, that guy's fucking turned it up?
I set up on the counter and I did Eruption by Van Halen.
And then he's like, dude, let me throw in the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. He threw in a guitar for free.
You ruined that guitar for everyone. You Buster cherried that guitar.
Buster cherried that guitar.
What was that name that you were reading off a minute ago?
There was a...
Broken Hymen or something like that?
No, nobody's name was Broken Hymen.
Are you sure?
That's some bad parenting right there.
That's the driller talking.
My name is John Smith. I'm going to call my son Broken Hymen.
Actually, that's a Jewish last name.
It was a Hymen Shocker.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, much, much better.
I guess, that doesn't bring Broken Hymen to mind at all.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Do we have another name? Let's ridicule someone else's name while we're at it.
No, that's it. I scanned the rest. They all sucked.
Did you ever hear that one guy's name was Dick Trickle?
Who?
Dick Trickle.
Who was that guy?
Never heard of him.
Sounds like a guy I used to know, but he committed suicide.
Did you really have to go there with that? That was a good bit.
Well, suicide note said something about Dom Iama making fun of him.
Excuse me?
What? Not what? I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
I don't know. You like said some kind of weird name.
All right. So we were talking on the phone before the show.
Yes, we were.
And I had to leave because my child was screaming in the background. My child, he's 5 years old. I guess that's a child still, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
he passed a toddler to child.
Yeah, yeah. He had gone in to poop in the bathroom before the phone call. And so the reason I left is because I heard him wailing from the bathroom about something. I don't know. And I walked in there, I opened the door, and he's standing there with his pants down, staring in the toilet. And there is the mass, the amount of feces that I saw.
Was it sticking out of the water? Was there like dry feces, a small island, feces island?
It wasn't dry. I swear to God. First of all, it stunk like shit. I had to go outside and like wave the fucking door back and forth to create a vacuum to get the smell out. And I swear to God, it would be like if I had crapped a crap side of my arm from my shoulder to my wrist. And it was folded in
the... Oh, my God. Like a baby's arm.
It was like a baby. It was literally the size of his arm folded in half. All right? That was part one. And there was this other weird little thing on top. And he was just standing there. There's no toilet paper on the roll. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck's going on here?
Sounds like he might have had a no-wipe situation.
He had – okay, here's – oh, God. So I was like, okay, you got to fight.
When you're there, you wipe, and you're like, holy shit, I guess I knew.
Oh, no. The boy needed to what?
Oh, no.
I was like, there was nothing in the toilet yet besides – I mean, nothing else could fit in the toilet. And I was like, did you wipe your butt? And he said, well, no. And I said, okay, let's flush. We got to flush this first. So we flushed that. It barely choked it down, you know. So and it finally went down. There was no toilet paper. So I put on some toilet paper. Okay, dude, come over here, bend over. I mean, the dude's five. He can wipe his ass, but this project intense. So I said, I'm going to take over. So he bends over. I can't describe what I saw, man. It was just fucking disgusting. So anyway, I'm wiping his ass, and I'm throwing it in the toilet, and then I look over into the trash can, and there's this shit toilet paper in the trash can. And I'm like, dude, we're not in Nicaragua anymore. You don't throw your toilet paper in the trash can. So there's this shit paper all over the place.
Oh, no.
And I almost thought about just throwing the kid in the bathtub and hosing him down.
You should have.
It was fucking brutal.
Now, what's the provolone situation like in your house right now?
I'm hurting for provolone. If this kid had some provolone...
This wouldn't have happened?
This wouldn't have happened, no.
He needs a more regimented diet, more peanuts and provolone.
So funny, I bought the kid peanuts today.
Did you really? Obviously, he's allergic to peanuts.
When I picked him up from school, I got him. Okay, here's a word of advice to you, too.
Is this because you were buying beer and they had peanuts for sale, like right next to it, and secretly you wanted peanuts and beer?
I got peanuts, I got beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got, here's a mistake you should never make.
How does that make you feel?
Here's what else I got, because I wanted to counteract the beer with some healthiness, so I bought a 20-ounce bottle of orange juice and a pack of peanuts, and I chugged the orange juice.
I love that idea that is what's healthy for you.
Oh, it gets worse, man. So I chugged the orange juice, and I ate all the peanuts, and then I decided to jog and lift weights.
Really?
Oh, man, dude.
Nothing like a peanut orange juice. Fucking energy buzz.
It was, my stomach felt so fucking bad, and then I had to deal with this defecation situation. Oh, God.
Nothing a few beers can't take care of to settle your stomach down.
That's true, and I immediately started cranking them after I put my weights down, because I felt like shit, and I was like, I got a burp or vomit.
That's like putting a bunch of acid and salt in your stomach at the same time.
Yeah. should do a P90X video. All right, we're going to start off with drinking some orange juice and eating peanuts.
What I'd really like to do is, can we follow up with revisit this conversation on Thursday, see how that turns out for you tomorrow?
Yeah, we can. It turned out fine. I'm way too drunk to be nauseous now.
Oh, good. That's good.
And I've got some ODR to fall back on.
And you're actually probably out of toilet paper. You might have wanted to pick up some toilet paper.
Man, this is brutal, dude. I'm really stunned. The poor kid.
I'm squeamish. I can't even deal with that shit. But luckily, my wife can deal with that. I'm not really good at that.
If my wife was home, I would have ignored the situation entirely.
Here's something I found odd. You know, I was at the hospital over the course of the last, like, 5 days.
Yes.
In a hospital, this is the weirdest, like, hospital, they don't really have doors anymore. Well, they do, kind of, but they're, like, glass doors.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to, like, hide behind the glass door in a drape or something. And they, like, never close the drapes. They're not enough, it seems like, to me. And it might be for the convenience of the nurses. I don't really know. But it's like you're walking by someone's hospital room and you, like, want to peek inside. What the fuck's going on in there with that guy? You know what I mean?
You mean the doors to the rooms?
Yeah, they're like the doors are like never all the way closed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, anyway, even when you go visit somebody in the hospital, it's like that. It's really strange.
Yeah, and
if I'm in there, I want the door closed all the fucking time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, my grandma a couple of months ago, we were at that Hemi hideout I told you about, and she had a stroke and ended up in the hospital. And
really?
Yeah, I thought the same thing whenever I was walking to the hospital. Like, all the doors, like, cracked open. You could, like, just peek in there. There's, you know, people.
There's people, I think, that enjoy it, like, have their door all the way open.
Well, that's, if they enjoy it, that's cool. But I saw some people that were, like, unconscious and just looked like they were in rough fucking shit. I'm like,
yes.
I know
that's
you.
What I'm talking about.
Right. I'm like, I know you nurses and shit are desensitized to that, but I don't need to see it. And those people in there don't need me to see it. You know,
hey,
come on.
How about dignity for the patient?
Dignity, exactly.
That's, you know what? Let's do an after rant intro.
Let's do that right now.
If there is such a thing.
And now
that
it's time for another delightful
Hyper Sloth Rant!
Now, please rewind the program approximately 2 minutes and listen to the rant.
That's right.
So now that we got that off our chest, you feel like saying beer is food?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can cue that up right now.
Check
yes,
out this awesome tune on our website, www.hypersloth.me. Also, email us for a free copy of the song and our other song, Internet Love Song. Just email us. That's all you got to do. Email us at radio, correct, Rufus?
Show.
Oh, wait, show. Excuse me.
Right.
Show at
hypersloth.me.
There you go.
Right, and we'll give you a free copy of Beer's Food and Internet Love Song.
Yes, we will.
And Beer's Food sounds...
on us.
That's right. Beer's Food sounds like this.
Look at that. Rufus is cracking one.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of fermented hops. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good, and I want more. It's my brown, my wine, it's my girlfriend looks like.
Tell us what your favorite beer is and what you love so much about beer, and we will give you a copy of Beer is Food. And be the first one to do it, and we will let you, we will send you a free t-shirt of your choosing from our website, hypersloth.me.
Absolutely.
Go to the store, look through the shirts, tell us which one you want. Maybe you're going to be the lucky winner of a shirt. Tell us which one, tell us which shirt you would choose if you could get one for free. And it's going to be a tough choice. No doubt about it.
That's true. So we don't have a lot of time left on the live show. I wanted to ask you, who's that cat? What's the cat's name?
That, we call that cat Little One, but guess what her real name is?
What?
Jerry.
Really?
After Pisky, yes.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She was just a little kitten when we put Pisky to sleep, unfortunately. Guess how old he lived to be?
15.
Yes. Did I tell you that?
I think you did.
I think it was 16, but he lived to be pretty old. Anyways, go ahead. Yes, that cat. Were you going to say something about the cat?
Reminds me of the cat. You had a cat named Owl.
That's right.
And you had another cat named Nesta.
That's right.
But I remember Owl. It reminded me of Owl. Wasn't Owl colored kind of the same way?
Yeah, exactly the same. I'm glad that you remember that, Rufus. That's why I love you so much. You're a smart cookie. Yes, she does look a lot like my old cat, Owsley, the world's most awesome cat.
That cat was pretty awesome. I remember you told me that the cat, and I honestly didn't believe you. I thought this is too fantastic to be true, that the cat would wake you up by taking one little bitty claw and poking your nose, right?
That's
and
right.
Then I swear to God, I had passed out on the couch one night, and I woke up in the morning. For some reason, I just opened my eyes, and there was Owl poking my nose with one single claw, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
You know what? You
awesome.
Must have thought you were... For one of the good ones, Rufus.
I guess so.
That's not something he would do to just anybody.
I felt like I was being knighted.
There was a few. There was actually a few roommates there where I had to stop Owl. He used to like hold his claw to their jugular vein.
Oh shit! I'm sure.
No, he was a really smart cat. That cat. Oh man, he really was.
Yeah.
He was a good cat. Speaking of cats. Wait, you know what? Join us for the VIP part of the show. Don't forget, you can only see it online. It's video, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, Rufus?
That is correct. Or audio.
Or audio, that's true. Yeah, you can watch it either way. Starting right now. Welcome to the VIP part of the show in 3, 2, 1.
I really need to make a VIP intro.
Yes, you do. Are we in the VIP part of the show or not? I was just kind of guessing.
We are. I'm going to play the normal intro just so we have something ready.
Good idea. And you know what I do?
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
VIP. Welcome. Welcome to the VIP section of the show. Glad you're staying around or you're finally just checking out the VIP part of the show. Welcome to the probably the best half hour in radio before or after the hour of radio we just did that was even better.
That's right. That's right.
Figure that one out.
The scales are a little evenly balanced most of the times, but a lot of good stuff happens during the VIP section.
Well, I think what you want to do is listen to the regular show after if you only listen to the VIP, because then you'll probably get all of the jokes.
Right. Now, here we can cuss. We can say shit like fuck.
Yep, yeah. You know, and you know what? What you should do is go back and listen to how many times we said fuck in the last hour and report us to the FCC.
That's right. That's right. In the VIP section, we'll double it.
And you know what? Next show, every word is going to be fuck.
That's right. Every
fuck.
Just for an hour, we're just going to say fuck repeatedly.
Yep. For an hour, we're going to go through our bills.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go, fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. I thought we just paid this.
Oh, God. Speaking of bills, dude, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
So we, you know, when we went to Nicaragua, we rented our house out in Texas. We're still renting it out. And which is cool. We're breaking even, so we're not having to pay mortgage, really. But apparently that's income. So we did our taxes, and it's like, oh, well, you made all this fucking income, quote-unquote.
Oh, no.
Like you owe $5,000.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that...
Mind you, whatever your payment on the house is and all that shit, though.
Right. I don't know. My wife did the taxes, so it might be...
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, no, you're going to get audited.
I've been audited.
Me too. That's all the pleasure of being self-employed.
No shit. That's exactly what happened is when I started that company.
I don't even do my taxes anymore. I just let the IRS tell me how much I owe them, and I'm like, okay. Because, you know, if they're good with that number, I'll try to fucking make it work.
Do they just come to you?
I mean, they will. If they think you – I mean, I'm not saying, like, I didn't ever file a tax return. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there's probably investments and stuff that I was like – yeah, I don't feel like fucking dealing with that right now, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they'll just come to you and say, oh, yeah. They always think that you owe them way more than you do. So then finally you just do that part of your taxes and you send it to them because you get like 6 months
right to
do what you probably should have done in the first place.
You
know what I mean? You just have to prove to them they're wrong. That's all you have to do. And it's really easy because, like I said, they're always like, you owe $63,000 fucking dollars. And it ends up being like $68 fucking dollars or something insane.
Jesus Christ. Wow, okay.
That's just how that comes about, though. Because if you buy and sell stocks, a lot of times, like Ameritrade or somewhere, is supposed to, well, Ameritrade is the only one that doesn't do it, is report all that to the IRS for you,
like
what it cost you to buy it and what you sold it at, and then they figure out whatever the gain or loss is. But if, say, Ameritrade, which they don't do, doesn't send how much you bought for a stock or bought a stock for to the IRS, they consider all of it profit. Right? So say you buy $50,000 worth of AT&T stock for one day and then sell it the next day and make or lose like fucking $200 or $300, you still have – they consider it the $50,000 how much money that you made on that deal.
You're blowing my fucking mind. Okay, so first of all, you do
this? I got one from them for $363,000 I got a bill from the IRS for one time.
Wait. You're trading stocks and shit?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
I remember back in Roehampton, you got into E-Trade.
That's right.
As soon as it fucking happened, and I was like, what? Now, I'm still like that. Like, how do you get into that, and how do you make it work? I'm seriously interested.
Really, it's pretty easy, dude. But it's easy to make money. But and I don't want to say easy because it's not. Easy's not the right word, I guess. If you're well educated and keep abreast of the news, you can make some money. You're better to play it safe and not try to make a lot of fucking money.
But all of a sudden, do you make money?
Don't put your life savings into it. Say, I got fucking $5,000-$10,000 that I'm willing to fucking play Russian roulette with.
Right.
Right? Because to win anything, you got to fucking be doing it a lot. It's not about the quality of the trades. It's like how many fucking trades you can make. Because when the Dow Jones is going up, right, it doesn't matter. If the more you bet, if the Dow Jones is going up, the more stocks you're in,
right,
chances are your money's going to go up. You're going to have your losers in there.
Right.
But as long as the stock, so you might as well just get into an index fund, but that doesn't fucking feel good. You know what I mean? You don't get a high from fucking, it's nice to see you made like $280 in one, you know, in like 6 hours or something.
Right.
But it also sucks when the fucking market was crashing, dude. I lost $10,000 in like 5 fucking minutes on one fucking shot.
And is this something that you actively do, or do you have a guy?
No, I actively do it myself. You know, the guy is so fucking unnecessary now. Because all he does is churn money for big businesses. I got an uncle who works for Wells Fargo. He's a really fun, cool guy. But, I mean, they just tell them what to buy from the very top, right? They're like, get all your customers into Apple, right?
Right.
So, of course, the price is going to go up because all these guys, they got like 10,000 associates, they're buying Apple stock for their customers, right? So they're running the price up themselves. And then people get in like, oh, look, it looks like a great deal. Then they fucking dump it. I mean, it's just a pump and dump on a bigger scale.
Pump and dump. Boy, that's sexy.
It is. Your son just had one.
So,
oh, wait, that was dump and pump.
That's right. He dumped, I pumped.
Right. Well, that sounds right. If you were listening to what we were talking about earlier, you have an idea what that meant. Go back and listen to the other show if you weren't there.
Yes, right. please.
That did not sound right.
Before you send me weird emails.
Right.
Yeah.
Before you send him provolone. Provolone loaf. That's the funny thing. That's what they were called on the sticker, remember?
Provolone loaf?
Yeah, that loaf was provolone. It did.
Jesus Christ. Okay, back to that. Dude, I'm seriously intrigued by the whole stock thing. I mean, do you make enough of an income at it that it's really like a part of your income, or is it more like fun for you because it's kind of a cool game?
It's just fucking legalized gambling is all it really fucking is.
Right, but why do you do it? I guess is what I'm saying. Because
I don't know. I used to do it a lot more when I had a lot more time, you know,
because
it requires a lot of fucking significant reading time and time to be fucking watching your stocks every second. But really the best way to do it is to trade options because you don't have to put as much money out there.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot more fucking room for it to move, which sucks because you could lose a lot of money too, but it's totally risky because you could lose all your money, but you don't have to put all your money out there to get the kind of reward you would from owning the stock itself.
So you're talking like day trading, like really making fucking moves every fucking day, or like
just keeping
an eye on it? Really?
No. Wow. Fuck no, you can't even take your eye off of it, basically.
Damn.
It's something, it requires a whole fucking day's worth of work. It's a lot of fucking work, and you know what? Yeah, you can make. I made a lot of money a couple times, but after a while, you get fucking scared. You lose $10,000 in 5 minutes.
That's
you're
no
just like, wow, fuck, that's fucked up.
Wow,
because it could take you fucking. All right, last time I did that, I made like $36,000, like 2 years ago. But I mean, like I said, that's like a full time job.
Jesus Christ.
But, you know, I also, you have to put up like $300,000 to make that kind of money.
Fuck. Yeah.
I mean, you can borrow it on margin from anybody.
I don't like the word borrow or anybody.
That's what it is. They're gutsy, dude. I don't know why. I mean, I never really signed any paperwork with these people when you go on margin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously I did. I just did it online, so it didn't fucking seem like any big deal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you put, say you got $100,000 in your account,
uh-huh.
they'll loan you fucking $300,000 to fucking trade with.
Jesus Christ.
And the only reason is because they every time you trade, they get fucking paid.
Wow.
Right, when I made like $150,000 one year trading, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know how much I paid in fucking fees for trading?
How much?
It was like 25 grand.
Jesus.
Right. So, it's just legalized gambling. I swear to God, that's all it is. Anybody would tell you that.
That is fascinating.
But, you know, if you're looking to get into it as a fucking career, forget it.
No.
I'll tell you what, your money's safer investing in Hyper Sloth and Oil Del Rey.
I am super.
Which requires no investment, really.
What's the next step for Oil Del Rey? What do we need? Because I bought the website, amplify.me.
Right.
Right.
The next step, basically, is, well, we had a setback with my dad, who was supposed to go with me this week.
Sure.
To meet with those people at Liebermuth, but to get our formulation. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal, dude. We could mix something together ourselves. I mean, really, it's all about the packaging and the branding and the fucking marketing. I mean, let's be realistic.
Right, but it's good. I like it.
No, it is good.
I want to be able to use it, too.
Saying, at the end of the day, I know it's good. I'm not knocking the product at all. I'm just saying that really for the market we're going to go after, we've got to rebrand it.
Should we be talking about this in the VIP section?
Sure. Let people hear about Amplify.
All right, cool. Well, explain what Amplify is then, or what it will be.
Buzz booster. It's a panacea. You name it, man. This is what you need to make you feel better all the way around.
Panacea, man. That's a good fucking word.
The pocket panacea.
What does panacea mean?
I'm not really entirely sure. I think peaceful. It's a pick-me-up. You use it. Rufus, tell us what your thoughts are on Oil Del Rey. Oh, wait a minute. Amplify.
Yeah, right.
Oops.
I used it today, like several times throughout the day.
Are you smoking it or are you shooting it?
You're
an Ampa guy.
Yeah, well.
Puts it on a big thing of provolone.
That's right. I injected it into a block of Swiss cheese and then shoved it up my ass.
After masturbating with it.
Well, yeah, after endearing.
And we did not make that up.
No, that's all facts.
The sad part is we really did not. Go back to the regular Hypersloth Happy Hour and listen. You'll see we did not make that up.
No.
That's a Philadelphia thing.
I like to squirt it directly into my urethra.
Right, just like any good college kid.
Exactly, I do that with Banaka.
It's warming. So, no, I'm sorry. So you said you already used it today. What did you use it for? Can you tell us that, Rufus? And on the street interview.
For exactly the reason that you said. I was, like, fucking run down, and it was like, Jesus Christ. I had to, you know, I work from home, and I wanted to get the hell out of the house, right? But to do that, I had to do tons of other bullshit, like walk the dogs and eat lunch and some other web projects, and had some voiceover gigs to do. I was like, God damn, I just want to get this shit done so I can get the fuck out of here. And so I used it, and it really fucking jazzed me up and was like, all right, cool. I mean, it clears your head. It's like the cobwebs just fucking dissolve.
It does.
Like I'm being like full of shit, but I'm dead serious.
No, it does. It really does. And you know what? Check out, we're gonna add a little something to our webpage soon. It's gonna let you know where you can pick up your Amplify, and it's great anytime, really, in the morning, at night, at lunch.
Absolutely.
With a beer, without a beer.
Instead of
marijuana. Drunk and high. Great when you're drunk and high.
Mm-hmm. If the devil's talking to you and wanting you to kill whoever's driving your car, use some of it.
It'll bring you back.
It'll bring you back or help you follow through.
Right. Or make you a legend.
That's right.
What exactly is a legend drug?
A legend drug? I don't know. Jesus.
You ever see in the paper when they like pick someone up, they're like, he was caught with a legend drug?
I've never heard of that. What is
never
that?
Seen that? Mind if I Google that real quick?
Yeah, go for it because I'm curious.
Yes. I see it a lot, actually. And I always thought maybe it was like a legend drug was like LSD or something.
I've never heard that before.
Just like fucking legendary.
I did find the definition of panacea, and it's quite fitting a solution or remedy for all difficulties or diseases.
I don't know about diseases.
I think we should say it cures all diseases.
I think you're right, because you know what? It will have an FDA disclaimer.
Okay, great, great.
I mean, isn't that what an FDA disclaimer basically does?
I think it exonerates you from all future implications of not curing disease. Yeah.
So here is what a legend drug says. A drug that is available only with written instructions from a doctor or dentist to a pharmacist.
So it's a prescribed drug?
I guess so. Huh. I guess it's easier than saying Vicodin or Percocet or
a legend drug. That,
yep.
They need to change the name of that. That sounds fucking retarded, like something you'd take in D&D or...
Right. Well, legend actually kind of gives it an air of legitimacy. Like, wow. That's a legendary drug.
That's the drugs George Washington did. That's Abraham Lincoln drug.
Right, exactly. George Washington cherry tree drug.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
I just wondered what that meant. I thought maybe you would know with your vast repertoire of knowledge.
I'd never heard that before. I wonder if that's a regional thing. Is that only an Indiana deal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it could be.
So you were in the hospital in Chicago, Illinois. Indiana's next to Illinois? Is that how that works?
Well, actually, I came from Colorado Springs, but I was from Indiana.
That's true.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
And Indiana's, or Illinois, or whatever, it's a small, kind of a smaller state, right? Like a square?
No, they're not small states. They're actually pretty big states.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been.
They're not Texas big, but they're like Oklahoma big.
Touched down in Chicago once in a plane and left. So I'd really like to go there. And Colorado, where I've been.
You've got to go to Colorado. That's a fucking must-do, for sure.
Yes, it is. I want to have a brand before we go there, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, how long will that take?
It doesn't even have to be a bottle. If we can get a logo and just – we can strip the existing wrappers off of what we got and just be like,
right.
That's
I was just thinking about that.
Right. I mean, I'm seriously –
Well, I mean, I think it's worth meeting with these guys at this place here in town where I'm at, because that's all they do all day is package stuff, and they already have some proprietary brands that they'll private label for you.
Really?
Yeah, and I was going to see, you know, we come up with some artwork, have them put together some samples. I mean, if they can turn it around pretty quick, I mean, that's what they do all day. Just see what a minimum order would be.
Well, shit, dude, I'm seriously intrigued by this. I'm maybe willing to go up your way first.
Oops. No, I mean, I think I could just send you the stuff. I'd rather save the money for the trip to Colorado.
Okay, that's fine, too. I just thought maybe
you would. I just think here, I mean, it'd be easy for me to send you an overnight package with whatever in it, and you can see the samples, and then back and forth on the computer as far as designing labels and whatnot. First thing I need to do, basically we need to copy all the, like, pertinent information. Well, we shouldn't be talking about this on the air, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, anywho.
We also need a tech co-founder. So
yes,
if you're a tech
do.
Guy who's into co-founding things, then
making a lot of money. If you want to make a lot of money and hitch, you know, become the third part of probably what's going to be pretty big here in probably the next year or so, you're going to want to. You better strap on. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
You better strap on.
I wear the strap on in this co-founderness.
That's right. And the good thing is that whatever salary you get paid, ZigZag is going to invest it for you.
I am. That comes along with our investment plan. It's all part of the perks.
It's all part of
HyperSloth. Part of your package.
You get paid and you get audited.
Right. Guaranteed.
Out of the gate. Right out of the gate, you get audited.
And the first thing you need to, I would tell you to invest in is the ZigZag Fund.
The zigzag fund. What's the NASDAQ acronym for that?
ZZ.
ZZF?
Yeah.
ZZ.
WEEB.
I'm ashamed it took me so long to figure that out.
Well, you never could spell. You were good at math, though. I'll never forget, I'm pretty sure that you taught me Avogadro's number.
Avogadro's number? What, 8.062 times 10 to the 23rd? Is that it?
Something 10 to the 23rd, I remember that.
It's a huge number. It's called a mole.
I thought it was like 6 to the 10th, 23rd or something. Let me look that up.
Jesus Christ, I can look it up, too. Yep. Autocomplete is helping me out. 6.022141 3 lowercase e plus 23.
Wow, so what you told me was completely incorrect.
It's 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. That's what that is.
Okay, so what you told me was correct, somewhat.
Absolutely.
I knew it was 6 to the 10, 23rd, but you said 8 like something.
But I forget what the fuck that means. I don't know, it's a chemistry number.
Yeah, it's. I think it's basically the same thing as absolute zero.
Yeah. Some number, no human.
Oh, my God. Here is an Avogadro's number, upcoming live music festival.
Oh, my God. There's a band called Avogadro's number?
It's like a show with a bunch of bands. The festival.
Why does that just piss me off for some reason? That just bothers
me. Because it shows that they'll make a fucking show about anything.
That's true. And it's totally hip and cool.
Right. Oh, look. There's a guy with a fucking beard.
Is he wearing a stocking cap?
Beard. This guy's got a fucking ironic beard.
An ironic beard? Oh, no. He looks like a lumberjack?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can't imagine.
Light blue Converse sneakers.
Oh, jeez. He's wearing...
But you know what? He can do it because he's got the fucking beard.
That's right.
But no, he doesn't... The sad part is he doesn't look like a lumberjack, dude. He looks like Shakespeare. His beard's all, like, combed out. And those guys are wearing their beards like that.
It's the whole... Yeah, it's all... Jesus Christ.
It's not like a natural fucking beard. It's like a beard that's got a beard cut.
Beard cut.
Well, what would you call that?
I don't know.
Did you ever watch... what's that show with Alec Baldwin?
30
Rock?
Rock, yeah, yeah.
What's he say? Your hair is your head suit?
Your head suit.
Donaghy. I fucking love Donaghy.
Donaghy, yeah.
I love Donaghy. I would love to... Can I be the Donaghy of the Hyper Slash?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Avogadro's number. Jeez, I'm looking at it now.
Scotch all day. I love it.
God, these people.
Always being a tux after, what, 6? Are you looking at the Avogadro's number website?
Yeah, it's just obnoxious.
Now, is this something that's coming up, or is this something that's been over for, like, 5 years?
I don't know. Well, this looks like, what I'm looking at is, like, a venue.
Oh, this is a venue, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, they got food and stuff, but, God. The
fuck, dude, they got a lot of fucking bands.
Yeah, they do. Jeez. God. I remember whenever I was working at that company that I founded in Austin, I would go for, like, a walk every day just to get the fuck out of the office, and there's a lot of really good food. The whole big thing now in Austin is, like, food trailers, you know?
Right, yeah, right.
There's a lot of really fucking good ones around there, so I'd eat and I'd go for a walk. And just see these douchey fucking faux hip artists, hipsters, just riding their 1920s bicycles. Oh, God.
Unicycle?
It was so fucking obnoxious, dude. I swear to God, I never bumped into just a single genuine fucking person that was just like, yeah, I'm living my life. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm totally posing. You know, I'm pretending to be this thing.
I'm living the life I think you want me to look like I'm living.
That's right. But I don't care what people think, even though I try to do everything I can to make sure people think about me in a certain way.
I'm so fucking insecure.
I'm kind of glad I'm not living in Austin now.
So no one was riding a unicycle.
I never bumped into anybody, but I did see several people riding a unicycle, and even like a big-ass fucking unicycle. It was like two unicycles put together with some chain.
Right. Oh, my God.
And they're running down Congress.
I've got
like,
the overcompensator, I think they call that.
The overcompensator, that's right. But, and they weren't like in the park doing tricks or juggling. They're like driving down Congress in this fucking ridiculous fucking unicycle.
Just like the beginning of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yes, just like it.
Isn't that what they do in the beginning of Welcome Back, Cotter? Right?
I have no idea.
Yes, they
that
do. Trust Rufus, they do.
Okay, I'll trust
you. You know what's funny is I actually knew a guy that he wrote. Well, he didn't. I've actually tried to ride a unicycle before. It's really fucking hard, actually.
I'm sure.
But I asked the guy, I'm like, what the fuck made you get a unicycle? He's like, I found it in the trash. Like, that makes sense, because after trying to ride it, I would have probably thrown it out as well.
Did you succeed? Ever?
For like 10 feet. To like stay up, man. It's crazy to try.
I can't imagine how to do it. It takes a lot of dedication to be that much of a douchebag.
Yes, it does. You really want to impress someone that bad, just have your fucking man prees press.
If you can ride a unicycle and twirl a handlebar mustache and roll your pant legs up and wear a hat that's
like
so
a girl.
You just laugh like a girl.
The handlebar mustache is killing. That's what I was trying to think of when I was thinking of a beard cut.
It's everybody's into the fucking handlebar mustache. Jesus. It's like they're 1920s fucking bartenders and they think it's
great. Right. Oh, my God. What a great Gatsby for that.
To face the facts that everybody's a fucking idiot. Me. Oh, right. You there? I can't hear nothing.
Rufus?
Hey.
You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but you cut out. I didn't hear anything you said until just then.
I couldn't hear you either, and your image was frozen.
You were talking about people with handlebar mustaches.
Yeah, I there's no more to say about that. Just, Jesus Christ.
Why, do you think we're going to get hate mail?
Well, if we do, it'll be from a hipster, so it'll be like handwritten in cursive or
right.
Typed out on an 1820s fucking typewriter.
Delivered by Pony Express.
That's right, or on a unicycle.
Or by horse and buggy, or carriage, like old fucking England.
That's right. And they'll make sure that we fucking see it and appreciate it.
They'll probably send some kind of dwarf from the... like, early hundreds.
They'll send a dwarf in a Zeppelin to drop off a fucking letter handwritten in script.
Steampunk with some steampunk goggles on.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
The first one to do that gets
named
a free
Watson.
T-shirt. That's right. First one to do that gets a free t-shirt, by the way.
Yeah. You know what? Do that and you get the Hypersloth Grand Slam. Get both of our... You know what? You get both of our songs and a fucking t-shirt of your choosing.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Call in for the Hypersloth Grand Slam or email us.
Or for the Grand Slam, you have to send a dwarf on a Zeppelin. I forget all the other stipulations. Just call us or email.
And steampunk goggles.
That's right. Steampunk goggles.
And
with a handlebar mustache.
Wearing silver boots.
On a single-speed bicycle.
With a plaid on, but the plaid on the pockets can't go the same direction as the plaid of the shirt. And make sure you get a Western-style one, too, with the pearl-inlaid buttons.
Snap.
Carved out of beaver teeth.
You're killing me, dude. Jesus Christ. Pearl inlaid buttons carved out of beaver teeth.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get that peculiar about your look, you might as well do it like old fucking Victorian style.
Dude, speaking of hipsters, I'm going to tell you about two images I saw that somebody posted on Reddit, and both of them were just like, these are several months apart. both of them were like, the headline was like, oh my God, I can't believe this fucking hipster. This one guy was waiting to get like his oil changed in the Nissan dealership. And he took a picture of this fucking hipster that was, no kidding, had a, was spinning yarn on a fucking like wooden yarn spinning thing while looking at their iPod. They had lugged out this.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm dead serious.
You spinning wool?
Oh, it's a chick. It was a chick.
Oh, it was Rapunzel.
Yeah, it was Rapunzel. She was fucking like spinning yarn, and there was like a vending machine over here, and like a family, and she's like broke out this whole fucking thing. Look at me. Look at her.
You know what? I saw that too, and it was actually she was spinning her pubic hair into yarn.
But it helps if you put mustache wax in your.
Yes, it brings it to a fine sheen.
Right. Well, the other one I saw was this dude just sitting in like a cafe, and he's listening to music, and he has these big headphones on, and he's brought with him a fucking vinyl record player, like a Victrola, and he's got records on it, and he's listening to it, and he's like, I'm spinning my fucking records here in this coffee shop.
What?
I'll send you the pictures. They're both
so he was ridiculous. So could they hear he was actually had the headphones plugged into the Victrola?
Somehow. The whole look how fucking artistic and freaky I am.
I what do they call that? Steam pumped my Victrola into these beats.
These beats.
Isn't that what they call those headphones? Beats?
Yes. Yeah, by Dre, by Dr. Dre.
That would be a good ad for a Beats fucking commercial.
That's true.
Print ad.
Right, don't give that shit away.
But it would be a whole fucking symphony, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the beats plugged into, I don't know, something that represents a whole fucking every part of the symphony that you could hear by itself.
Holy shit, I've got the marketing campaign, dude. You have a guy who's up in one of the boxes, a symphony performing, and he's got this this DJ turntable thing, and as he actually makes it skip and shit, the orchestra is like skipping and like blipping. Ooh, damn.
I like it. Hold on a second. Oh, gee.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Get on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on? Oh, well, I mean, I don't want to do it with you here. Hold on, Rufus.
You bet.
Are you there?
I am here.
Sorry about that.
Let's go.
Sorry about that. First time the sanctity of the studio here, Hypersloth Lab.
It's been breached.
It's been breached. Not a fan. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
We're going to have to talk about that later.
Uh-oh.
By talk, I mean lots of punching.
Sure.
You know it. But here, I'm trying to open up this picture of these hipsters. So wait, give me your idea for that ad that you were saying there.
Oh, no, I was just saying that you have like a symphony orchestra, and somebody's up on the balcony with like a turntable thing, And while he's, like, doing his squiggly thing, the actual orchestra is, like, being, like, repeated and reset, like the human beings. And then you say, Dr. Dre beats shit.
I like it. Get him on the phone. Why are we – someone just needs to hire us as their fucking think tank. If we had our own show that would be, like, Shark Tank, we would only just need ourselves.
I see marketing shit. I mean, I'm in marketing. You're in marketing.
Yes, I am.
I see logos and shit every fucking day, logos and catchphrases that you know people spent $250,000 on. Like, I'm loving it. That is just the most brainless fucking bullshit in the world. And it's obviously just somebody with the purse string saying, I don't want to fuck with it. We'll get these guys to do it. I'm loving it. Okay, great.
Right. But see, the clever part of that marketing is that, and I market stuff to the masses. That's my job, a huge segment of the society. And really, what they want you to do is dump
shit down, right. Uh-oh, I lost you.
Did you think my wife was kicking my ass or something?
No, I don't know what happened. Now you sound kind of muddy.
Really? My Skype just quit on me.
Oh, wow. But yeah.
Unexpectedly, it said.
I know marketing wants to dumb everybody else down, but you would think the people that, like, buy the marketing wouldn't be so fucking stupid.
Well, they just listen to what the marketing people tell them.
Well, how do
you know what? I've come up with a lot of clever things that I at least thought was clever, and I've shopped around to people that are pretty smart.
Right.
And shopped it to these guys that are way up in the command chain for my biggest customer, and they're like, no way, man, that's way too clever. People will not fucking understand that. We understand it, and we think it's a great idea, but this is going to go over so many people's heads, just forget it.
That is sad. We're in the wrong fucking universe, man, me and you.
Yeah, our listeners, obviously, they're in the right universe. We just need one universe. Let's make the Hypersloth universe.
Oh, yeah, we should.
What do you think?
That would be fucking sweet.
Definitely. So what we need to do, I think, Rufus, is talk tomorrow about some ODR stuff or Amplify stuff.
I agree. I want to get that shit fucking rolling.
So I want to talk about that. So I'll just give you a call off. Will you be available by Skype anytime tomorrow? You always say you are, but you're usually out getting drunk. Is there any time when you're near your Skype?
I will be drunk and near Skype starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. All right. That's a commitment then.
It is. I commit to being drunk as soon as I wake up and near Skype.
Yeah. You're going to be drunk because you're going to go to bed drunk.
Yeah, that helps. That helps.
We talk about. I've had breakfast beers and shower beers, so
it's easy to wake up drunk if you go to sleep drunk.
That's where we need to make a T-shirt that with Slothy on there says I invented the shower beer.
The shower beer is a good kind of beer.
Yes, it is. No matter what time of day.
Yeah, it's kind of close to the breakfast beer, but even more comforting.
You know, the best thing is a breakfast beer and a shower beer combined.
That's true. The good thing about shower beer is when you're taking a shower, you're getting ready for the day, so the shower beer makes you feel like you're ready to fucking rock and roll.
Right. The problem is around noon, when the shower beer or beers wear off, you can be quite a bear.
This is true, but...
Then you just, you know what, I think the most I've been drunk was like 3 times in one day.
Really? That might be a record. I don't think I've ever done that. Twice in one day, for sure.
Maybe, well...
3 times in a 40-hour period.
Okay, I was going to say maybe 3 times in 36 hours.
There you go.
All right, well, I'll give you a Skype tomorrow then.
All right, I'll be around. And
thanks for joining me on the show. Thanks for talking me into sticking with the show this time, even though I was feeling a little under the weather. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you stuck around for a great show.
I hope you broke a few ribs out there.
I think we did.
So email us. I think we're still going to be live here for a second on the video. No, we're not. We're not live anymore, Rufus.
No, I can't see you.
Okay. You can't see me?
Nope, I can't. Can you see me?
Oh, I can see you.
Nope, I can't see you.
I could see me.
Well, that's good.
Weird.
I can't. Oh, wait, here we go. Boom, there you are.
All right. Well, I will Skype you tomorrow, and hopefully you'll be able to see me then.
All right, great.
All right, Cliff. Think of, you know what? We need to put together a commercial. Can you put together just a 15-second spot for 420 or for Amplify?
Yeah, I thought about doing it last week.
Just get with some bullshit background music or whatever, you know what I mean? Just the way you do, the way you put that spin on there.
But I didn't know where to say to for people to go to and get it. Or.
Well, I mean, I just thought something about introducing or whatever that we could play on the show. Then, I mean, give them our fucking website for now. Who fucking cares?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
You know what I mean? Just like a bullshit teaser with no real, you know, kind of bag, but, you know what you're doing.
A teaser, peak interest.
Right. I mean, you do those things so good, and you should do that for a living.
Shit.
I'm serious.
It's
I mean, you can make extra money doing that, for sure.
No, because
you do that?
I make extra money doing voiceover. The music is all stock audio.
Well, that's what I mean, though, but you got to add some effects and shit to it, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, quit being so fucking humble. It's annoying.
Shut up.
All right, I will Skype you tomorrow.
Cool.
All right, Glenn. Later.
Later.